Alex, yeah. Quit asking questions and let's fucking do the podcast.
Let's just have a podcast fun time.
I want context, dude. Context is
the context is we're going to talk shit and
John
have a good
context,
time.
Dude.
Get the context during the podcast.
You know what? Press play. Let's do this shit. Let's do this shit. I can't wait.
Recording. Let's go, bro.
I can't wait. You think
let's
you're
fucking go. Let's go, baby.
Oh, my wait. God.
All right.
Well, guys, you're welcome that I'm doing this.
Sick, 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 sick. Hey, guys, welcome to Highly Social. Time to start the pod. It's Mike Eaton. We're coming from New Home Creek in the Cave, the best comedy club in Austin, Texas. Open 7 days a week. Amazing stuff. If you're a comedian and you want to try it, a bunch of you message me all the time. How should I start comedy? Come here and do an open mic. 7 days a week, there are open mics. There's great drinks at the bar. It's the best staff in town. You're going to love it. Come by. Also, we're brought to you by Golden Cricket. You know how the world's ending? It is. So get on board with eating bugs now before all of the powers that be make you. Use code EATON for 10% off. And today I'm joined by three guests. I'm getting triple teamed. This isn't plug talk. No, this is Highly Social. I've got, for the meantime, John Carden on his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Don't do it.
Well, Alex Curo. Fresh off a shift from Olive Garden, where he's been singing happy birthday to everybody. Mm-hmm. And Yorgo,
and breadsticks.
Who
and
now breadsticks. Is a mononym, much like Cher or Hitler.
And so, endless
breadsticks are way more of a
guys,
commodity
you guys,
than
you
are.
You guys know who we are. So Yorgo is a... can I just, which one?
Well, no, we know you because...
Which one's mine?
Well, none of them are yours.
Which,
this no, is the
which one's the one that's like on...
There's that one aiming at the couch.
Okay.
You're such a professional. All right, there we go. They're holding hands. No, you stopped?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm kneeling for the anthem.
Dude, he's not a veteran like us.
A veteran? Wait, yeah. He's the only veteran.
How long have you been doing it?
No, he gets the special parking space.
Oh, because
he got
gimped
up by the arms. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he used to be in the Army.
Army-tarded.
Army-tarded. That's actually really funny. Yeah. All right, but then that one is on me and you, or is it just you?
So, I don't know how your eyes... What are you doing right now?
I want to know.
Why did you do any of this beforehand? We've been in here for 30 minutes.
No,
and now you're like,
no, we haven't.
Let's talk.
He had to talk shit and defend his shitty choice of wardrobe.
The only professional thing this place has done since I got in here is set up a fan. Okay? I don't want to do this.
You have a fan?
Oh, you're killing
me. I did.
He has one fan.
He has a fan.
Yeah, he has one fan.
Thank God the Creek set it up for him. Yes. They set up a fan. They're
just
like, hey.
Like this, clapping like that.
I just want to make the best podcast available.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, but
oh,
now.
Wow. Now finally, we have a breeze.
Hit the road, Jack. Oh, I thought he was saying get the fuck out.
He was.
Okay, good. That's what I was hoping you were saying. Yeah, good.
Thank you for, like, this is, when you said, let's pod, I've been wanting to do a pod with you for so long. Same. John is one of my favorite people in comedy. So I'm very, and then Yorgo is one of my oldest friends who he introduced all of us. Like, I'm so happy to do this. This is going to be so fun.
Yeah. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
This is a fun location. The last time I was back in this room. So right in between, this door.
Figure it the fuck out, dude.
No, Jesus.
Hey, well, come on, man.
You can't be mean.
I'm not being mean. I'm being professional.
Oh, man.
Let him be him? You don't want that.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's like saying unleash the Kraken.
That's like telling Colton to dance.
I appreciate you saying that.
So over here to the side, South by Southwest was here. They had a bunch of events at Creek, including the roast. But one of the things they did was bands from all of the UK area, Scotland, Ireland, whatever. They all talked stupid, but their music was good. And one night I came in to watch music and Lunchbox was running the sound. He was like, hey,
shout out.
We don't have anybody running the smoke machine and the automatic feature on it is broken. Can I trust you to run the smoke machine? And I said, yes, of course. Because I'd been drinking and a smoke machine sounded like so much fun.
That's how I got food poisoning when you fucking drinking.
Yeah, I do that.
But you also drank the thing.
No. He ate the Rogers Boys. Shout out Rogers Boys for food poisoning 4 times now.
Oh, my God.
I've never
been sicker, dude. I almost died.
What is it?
It's the blue red, barbecue truck across the street.
It's the red food truck.
Oh, red. Blue is
so,
Chinese.
So it's not a good food truck.
Dude.
It's a great flavor food truck. However, they don't wash their hands.
Can they hear what's happening over there?
I don't know. We do. Anyways, last time I was here, I was running the smoke machine, and I got excited about pushing the button, and then I accidentally set off the fire alarm. And then he was like, hey, so this says like 100% right now. By the end of the show, it should be at like 80, because we got to do four more shows. And at the end of the show, it was at zero because I ran out 30 minutes prior. So I used five shows worth of smoke in less than a full show. And now I'm back here. Nice. Okay. Good, good, good. This is a great, wow, we're up and rolling.
Oh, man.
Yeah, way to break the ice, Mike.
Well, okay. I did it. I broke the ice. I made it into dry ice. And then I,
yeah, and you guys made fun of me.
There you go.
Mike, can we just, let's just, I need to say how excited I am. Like legit.
You keep doing that, but what are you excited for? It's bombing so far.
No, you just bombed your smoke story.
Well, whose fault is that?
Yours!
Come on, it's the
1,000% your
all
fault.
All I know is like, we have like three of the best comedic minds in Austin.
And Yorgo.
And here's the thing is, like, Yorgo has a name that is hard to pronounce. Actually saved my phone as Yogurt for Cheetahs because his name is Yorgo R. Cheetahs. So John doesn't know it's John's birthday today, dude.
Not anymore. 41 minutes ago. It stopped being your birthday.
God damn, I've got to be up at 7.
Damn, dude, you're now 42 minutes even older.
Thanks, Alex.
Dude, that's cool. You're wise. And I would say you have gray hair, but you've got none.
I've got none.
You've got none.
That's the grayest it can be.
Yeah. Because I'm not holding on to a dream that's gone.
I'm not holding on to a dream. This is like a dream. Look at a dream.
Wow.
This
like a fairy tale. Tony Kornheiser has the exact same thing.
Yeah. There he is.
What is that?
And that's PTI. A successful person. Tony Kornheiser, sports guy?
Pardon the interruption?
Why would you pardon anyone's interruption? That's so rude.
No. You're not.
Well,
no,
he just did when people pardon their.
Well, you also need to pardon your interruption. Pardon My Interruption is a show. On
what? Is this a boy channel?
It's a very big, yes.
Stop. Describe a boy channel.
Yeah, well, the boys do things and they're like, we're boys.
No. But what to you is.
So MTV2?
ESPN.
I don't know if you want this.
Give me three boy that you think boy channels.
Yeah.
ESPN.
ESPN.
Man channel.
TCM. Turner Classic Movies.
Yes. Old man channel.
Boy, that's a boy
and
channel.
And the Paramount Network where they're fucking Yellowstone's 24/7.
I want to hear him.
I think third would probably be C-SPAN 2.
That's a man channel.
That's a boy channel.
Can I put man channel? You want to hear boy channels?
I don't know a man who
you're going to say Nick Jr.?
No. Okay, well, maybe.
Maybe for boy some channel, men.
Spike TV.
Oh, but they look like Spike TV.
Your references are outdated. You're a fucking shitty comic.
Oh, you know what? I was watching TNN the other day. I was really loving it.
Justin, are you glad we did this? This is a good idea. Hey, John, it's your birthday.
Hey, John, I just got so mad.
You've had a wonderful life, a bunch of it, crazy and terrible. And you talk about it on stage. In the last year, 35 to 36, what was your favorite memory? Boy channels, listen.
I would say doing Zany's Chicago with Jay this year was probably one of my favorite, because it was just such a crazy thing to do nine shows in a weekend.
Nine?
Did y'all do Old Town or did you just...
We did Zany. Old Town and Rosemont.
Oh.
And every one of them was sold out.
How great is the whole staff?
Oh, amazing. Zany's is absolutely fucking incredible. Now one of the servers is running Comedy Bar in Chicago. Hannah. Yeah, she's running that. I'm going to go up there and I think...
But also fall. Lucy. So Lucy helps run the booking for those.
Yeah, Lucy books the Zany's. She books Zany's.
Shout out to Lucy, Nashville. Dude. Zany's Nashville.
Lucy, yeah.
Lucy rules.
Lucy is the
fucking
queen.
Oh, yeah, you
got
to meet her.
So when that Chicago weekend, one of the things that made it so great was Lucy flew out because we thought Louis C.K. was going to drop in to the crowd work show.
She can fly?
Yeah, she can. I know. She's a fairy.
It's one of the powers you get when you become a booker.
Yeah. Instant flight. Too bad you don't book anything. She flew out because we thought Louis C.K. was going to drop in the guest show to do the crowd work show. What's your DOJ shit?
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up being Renan Hirschberg and Robert Kelly because they opened for Louis and Louis was like, nah. But she flew out anyway, and she fucking hung out, drank tough all fucking night. Her flight left at 4 a.m. Her flight left at 4 a.m. She literally just flew out for a quick turnaround, boom, left at 4 a.m. fucking drank until it was time to go.
Yeah.
Bounced, got on the flight, and fucking went back to Nashville like a G.
That rips.
Yeah, that's she's my favorite, the shit, dude.
That's my favorite. So we've had so many conversations. That's why I love like both of y'all. You continue to downplay what you do in comedy, mm-hmm. but you've done so much already.
And my favorite, we're the same years in.
Yeah, no. But here's the thing: is that's why it's so.
Oh, is this you're jerking yourself off through me?
No.
The Dutch rudder.
Like I don't have to
jerk. Let him jerk you, dude. Quit being resistant. Yeah,
well, fine. Here's the thing: is I don't have to. Here's the crazy thing: is because I still like. This I still bomb, like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's I'm so new. I got fortunate, you know what I'm saying? So I'm in this cool position where I get to do all these things, and I make so much money. But
I bomb too, and I
like, yeah, well, because you're not a good comic. That's getting you back. You are one of my favorite people. How often do we see each other? We say zero words and we just hug.
Yeah.
Like, so that's the thing about, like, both of y'all. That's why when you told me, like, let's pod, mm-hmm. What was the first thing I said? Okay, the second thing.
Do you want to finish or should we go pod now?
And the third thing? I said, who did I ask for?
Let's get John.
Because it's his birthday. And I don't want to, like, that's the coolest thing about comedy. That's mm-hmm. the coolest thing about doing
birthdays?
All this.
It's the connection.
Thank you, man. Like it's the coolest thing about comedy is you know how long it took me to find out.
I'm just here to sip wine and listen.
Yeah, as you should, dude. Shut the fuck up.
You should.
One of my oldest friends, one of my first friends in comedy. That's my favorite thing about it is you meet people, and it took me a long time to realize. It's one of the things we've talked about is that you go, oh, there's like, if I meet 100 comics, there's like 10 that I think are funny. And here's the thing is, I know that's true about me. Like you know how many people I know at comics that don't think I'm funny? And it's fine. The point is not to make, like when you first start, you want other comics to laugh. And then you start going on the road and you realize I need to connect with people. Yeah. And you do such a, you both do. This is one of my things that I told you tonight. And I told you, I said, oh, I can't wait to watch you. And you said, you have bad taste. I'm like, no, mm-hmm. no. Like, man, I love this shit so
much.
That's
not true. I said, you taste bad.
Well, that was, that was last night. Yeah. No, but it's a thing like, so that's my favorite thing about both of y'all is you guys are comics that I like, it's easy to respect a comic. Like you respect a
is
lot
it?
Of Yeah, because you respect a lot of comics.
Whoa.
No, but you respect, like, dude, if somebody's working, if somebody's working and doing this thing, you know, mm-hmm. One of my least favorite things about comics is somebody murdering your room and a comic standing next to you go, I don't get it. I'm like, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, man. That's not what it's about.
Doesn't
like,
matter if you get, they're connecting to that room.
Yeah. I find the people, that's what the point of this. It's not the point, like, you are comics, you don't do jokes, you do comedy. What's my favorite thing about y'all? So that's why I want, like, when you ask, like, you know how many people are going to ask me to pod? I'd be like, oh, yeah, of course. When you ask me, I'd go, yes.
It's pod time.
Because we're just going to sit and do this. We're going to sit and talk about, like, and that's why, like, I love him. He's one of these guys that I watch and I go, he has jokes that I don't think are funny. Or he has jokes that I don't agree with. But it's the way you connect with people.
Yeah. We don't agree with them.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, I've got so many mantras.
Yeah.
I've got so many mantras when it comes to comedy. One of the things that I truly believe is I'm not there for you. I'm there with you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, that's the craziest shit about it. It's like, you're two of the comics I watch and I go, it's about what I'm saying. So the biggest thing I learned from, like, I've only been doing it 5 years, but I've got fortunate to do it in a clip that I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Same as you. And you've been doing how many years now?
10.
But you've done it a clip. The biggest thing you've learned is what matters is that I'm up here and this is my thing. Like the thing that makes me, all of us different.
I look at it different. It's our thing.
No, you're right. But because it's my thing, I don't, when I start doing a joke that's not working, I don't go, oh my God, I don't know. I go, okay, cool. I lean in and go, how the fuck can I make sure you understand what I'm talking about? Because that's what's important.
Well, I don't tell you about my life. I don't, here's the thing. I don't
you
tell
do.
You about
you
my
talk
life.
About your life.
I let you in my life.
No, but you talk about. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Wow. What's a good point? And so you do too. So when I came up to you, I go,
no, I don't.
Yes, you do, dog.
I don't let people in my life.
Yes, you do.
On his terms. He doesn't like actually be vulnerable up there.
But that's what all of it is.
I don't think I'm talking about stepdad
kicking my ass and shit. Yeah, I'm being horrible.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
He's taking stuff from his life that was important and then transforming it into something funny. I am reporting the news. I'm like, hey, this shit happened. I have terrible decision-making
and
skills.
And this has been the news.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though? You do that, you go, but here's my... There's certain comics that just go tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I strive for. And that's why some nights I go up...
Most of them are almost dead.
Mark Norman still tells jokes.
Jokes? Nah. Let's not bring up... But that's what... You still have this... I don't know, like... I'm trying to give you guys flowers, and you just continue to deny it. Like,
Alex, that's why we do what we do, is because we've been denied flowers our whole life. So now we're just like, hey, I'll make you the flowers.
I have such a different perspective.
Stay fresh.
I have such a different perspective on that, especially with both.
Is he wearing flowers right now?
Is he wearing his own merch?
This just got real. It's got real meta. This got real meta real quick. Like,
if you want, guys, look. Anyway, I'll be in.
You're wearing merch from a restaurant I love.
It's the best restaurant in Austin. It's my favorite restaurant.
I thought he was talking about the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yeah, like,
they've got a terrific donut.
He's like, yo, the corn dog over by the fucking brewery is amazing.
Section 124.
You guys want to shit on each other? We can do that. I wanted to come and talk. This is fun. Why don't we talk about?
Well, here's the thing. Since we're doing flowers, it's the thing that I love most about you.
We're not doing that.
Let him do it.
We're doing it. Let me do it. No, take my flowers, bitch. I love. I truly love how genuine you are.
Because
you're like the thing is one of the things that attracts me to anybody as a person. Is the is genuinity a word?
No. But you know what?
No.
Book it.
It feels like it could be a word.
Genuine.
It sounds right enough where you shouldn't even upset anyone.
Genuine is a word.
Genuinity. Genuinity is R&B album from 1994. Genuinity.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it really?
Genuinity?
That's a hat on a hat,
dog. The expert of R&B. Let's
no, genuine is an adjective. You don't have to
Hey, our boy pulled it up. Genuinity. Wow. Who's the retard you have behind the cameras? Because he said genuinity. Define.
Genuinity.
Can you
define.
See this?
I said, did you mean genuine? And it's genuine is the thing, but genuinity.
You know
is
what?
It
says not.
But
fake
here's the thing.
Or counterfeit.
Pause for a moment. Here's the thing. The whole idea of dictionary being good, gone. We let the retards in charge. Irregardless is in the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
Oh, yeah.
Irregardless. That is a double negative. And they've defined it as the same as doesn't matter.
Can you look up?
Dumb.
But do they define it as?
What did
as
I just
negative?
Start?
No, genuinity.
You started autism. Art.
You started.
You got it going.
Hey, John, you started a podcast.
Genuinity.
Yeah, I did.
Well, we found the episode name. It's genuinity.
Yeah, dude. Actually, if this podcast is not called insufferable,
suffrage.
No,
that's a good title too.
Suffrage. Women's suffrage is gross.
Can you look up irregardless? Let me finish about the thing is like, that's why you guys, like, how many people do you have on here that just want to joke around and tell like dick jokes? This is the point.
Well, none of them.
What's the name of this podcast?
Highly Social.
Highly Social. Why are we not being highly social? This is like, let's be.
We got to take turns. Right now, you're being highly social and we're admiring.
We're listening.
maybe that's because I'm smarter than you too.
It's probably that.
I don't think intellects.
I think I'm smarter than you.
I think that we all snorted too much IQ and we're too smart,
though.
That's good. What has your experience on the road been like?
Keeps. Are you bald? Cut it out. Keeps. Thank you. Anyway.
Do we have to pay Tim Dillon for that?
No, we have to pay Keeps.
You're bald. Too bad a few men will experience some form of hair loss by the time.
Was that a dig? Is this a dig? Is he digging at us right now?
What is going on?
Look, it's Ben Avery.
Are we getting Rickrolled by Tim Dillon?
Never gonna give up my hair. Never gonna let it drown. Gonna do
so
Bosley.
On this screen, you can see the thing, but on this screen, there's a check software update. That's all I can read. What is a Vita U6 platform release?
What did you want to talk about?
I really just wanted to come in and hang with the boys and see what happened with the conversation.
How'd you get that jersey?
So
you should get up and show people that
that.
Yeah, yeah, do a little turn
on the catwalk.
Do a little turn
on the catwalk.
It's
his name. Why 18?
Wow. What is this? The anthem? Why are you kneeling?
Well, I just wanted to, I don't know where the cameras are.
You're a big Peyton Manning
fan? No, we pointed it out.
That's football.
Yeah, but I don't know where the angle is.
No, I know what it is. That's the age he waits for them to get before he fucks them.
Exactly. As you should.
That's not the Alex I know.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
You're his oldest friend. On the back? What's the number?
Oldest friend.
The oldest woman I've had sex with is your mother.
No, really. What's the oldest woman you've had sex with?
My mom, dude.
64.
Get it in.
64?
I mean, she's probably dead now.
Good, but when?
64 when I was 19, so that was 13
jumping
years ago.
Jumping jihad.
Yeah. Alex, that's trauma.
For why? Did you go to work for her that summer?
I was a bar back in hometown, my hometown New Orleans.
For the
and she's like, I have a Mustang that's automatic, and it goes fast. I was like, you won't let me drive it. She's like, I will.
Who brags about an automatic?
Hey, dude.
How's that?
Oh, she's 64.
Idiot. Yeah, man.
That left leg's got so much arthritis, dude. You can't grip a clutch. You serious?
She's still enough for
no, her arm. It's her right arm. Goddamn. She couldn't grip it. She was like, I need the automatic. They're like, we got you, babe. That'll be $409 a month.
Put it in drive and finish.
They give her a 2-year warranty. She's like, she'll be dead soon. We can't extend this.
Yeah.
Did you ask her what Eisenhower was like?
Did you come in her?
What?
Did you come in?
I don't come in a lot of people.
Did you ask her how she felt when JFK died?
I know. So, you know the people
she
I
was
come
30.
In? I come in people that I...
People
I
you respect, especially comics that don't tell jokes. I really love them. They don't tell jokes. I just want to come in
them. People I respect let me come wherever I want. No, you don't come in people. Like, you come in people you love and like you're in a relationship.
What?
Yeah.
I've come in people that I've hated.
Yeah, usually. What? This is your punishment. A big gooper down the middle.
Man, I can't. I can either confirm or deny myself.
When was the last time you dropped a big gooper at a lady?
Oh, man. We actually can't talk about this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's still waiting for the test to come back.
No,
Jesus.
So racist.
Racist?
Why'd you cover the mic?
Oh. It was so racist.
I was racist too. This morning.
Oh, okay. You have 3 kids. We're not.
I took out a whole town of Senegalese with my big gooper.
And you know what? Hey, I knocked the ball.
It was so racist.
I knocked the ball.
With the help of the Prigozhin Wagner group.
Dude, he's super dead. Did you see that?
Dude, he got shot down. They're like, oops. Well, Russia was like, well, why was he flying over airspace? I'm like, it was Ukrainian airspace.
What a fucking goofball. He didn't finish his march.
What?
The Wagner Group guy, he stopped. Well, he got bribed. He was like, I will live forever. I'll drink vodka.
Yeah, well,
and now he's dead. They're going to let him go to, he's dumb.
They were going to let him go to Belarus.
Yeah. How'd that work out? Oh, dead as fuck in
today.
In a plane,
hey, man, it's a war zone. Take a real jet. He took a private jet. And they shot him down like we didn't know what they were doing. And here's the other thing about this. Here's the other thing. Like that's crazy about this is we've had a conversation about this is like what's better for him and the Russian government if they think that they shot him down in a private jet or that he actually got shot down by a private jet? Because here's the thing is think of all of Wagner Group, a group that was with him that wanted to this is hundreds of thousands of people.
This is the dude that led the coup against.
It was Wagner Group. So think of Wagner Group as like Blackwater for America.
Okay.
Do you know Blackwater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen,
so,
guys, if you're getting your news anywhere else, you're fucking losing.
Yeah, yeah. But think of Wagner Group as Blackwater.
This is what.
So
the
he was like Wagner Group was that, and they led the coup for a day and a half, and then
heard of Reddit.
You know, Putin was like, okay, this could be bad because within a day he took over 2 of the major military points of Russian infrastructure.
Isn't it weird though, in the middle of this, that Putin went and did Jeopardy?
Did he?
Yeah, he went and did an episode of Jeopardy.
I don't think that's true.
No, every single time
there's
it was like,
no way he
give me dead Ukrainians for 400. They're like, yeah. It's going to be 800 at least.
He's like, the answer is missile.
Me riding a bear, majestic.
You have to answer in the form of a question.
What is dead Ukrainian?
What does we
shoot you in the head? Don't fucking correct Putin.
What does
fuck
we
you.
Win? No, anyway, so they shot him down. But what's easier for the Russian military to take? Because he's trying to escape. So what Ford makes more? What makes more? Here's the thing: is
you got to talk into the microphone, Yurgo.
I didn't want to. Yeah, shut
down, Greek goofball.
You
don't want to
talk. There we go. I don't want to talk about.
We don't want to talk about Russia. We don't know anything.
You brought it up
barely.
Man.
It was an oops.
Barely.
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought it was Kony 2012 for a long time you guys were talking about.
Do you think we should fight Russia?
No, Russia proved that they are not as... Russia proved fighting Ukrainian and losing to an army that had to get supplied by most
the
other
third
countries.
Time I got arrested, I brought up Cody 2012 to the cops to try and get sympathy.
It took them a while. Like, the only thing we're helping work. With...
You're like, I've watched this documentary so many
times.
I was
like, have you heard of Invisible Children, officer?
That was really the sound of freedom of 2012, wasn't it?
Dude, 100%. I like how
me and Alex are upset we can't talk about serious shit on a comedy podcast, and you guys are
we're trying to bullshit about fucking Cody. Like,
we're going to solve it. We're going to fix the problem. What are you guys going to do? Are you going to go fight? No. You're going to go do silly ha-has.
I fought for a year.
Where?
Stolen.
Belarus. Just name something.
Canada.
That doesn't work.
I was fiercely guarding Justin Trudeau from doing blackheads. I'm a hero.
Oh, my battalion was 420-69.
Tim Hortons is just full of Starbucks employees that got fired.
No. Hold on. Yeah, it's Starbucks with face tattoos.
It's Starbucks where they're like, our cold brew is it's just water, but we dripped coffee in it.
Okay, you lost it.
Canada is a barren wasteland that we don't need anymore.
Finally, I'm the first one to lose a joke.
Look, we nuked the wrong country.
Tim Hortons is a stepdad.
Oh, we didn't.
Tim Hortons is
Japan?
A stepdad?
Dude, we Tim evolved Hortons. Them all into hentai monsters.
Yeah.
Controllable. All of our fucking Chernobyl germs made them get fucked
Japan
by squids
is more
now.
Controllable than ever. Look at China.
Every woman born in Japan has a blurred out vagina.
It's crazy.
That's our fault.
No, not anymore.
So they flew planes into a boat. Whatever.
You still watch porn?
Yeah.
They flew planes into a boat. We dropped atom bombs.
Yeah, dog, I think we won. But then we lost.
Wait, did you quit watching porn?
Yeah.
Why?
He reads a lot of Owen Benjamin tweets, and he's like, I got to get the fuck off this shit.
He's just like, I'm tired of seeing my mom.
I love that you know what Owen Benjamin tweets.
Oh, dude. He tried to bring...
Oh, dude, he's wild, dude.
Dude, he comes to me...
He's a lot of fun to watch.
He literally comes to me the other day, I was like, I think he's got a point.
Oh, 100% not. But he's wild. Like, he's like Trump in 2017. He just spouts out wild shit.
Isn't it crazy?
Do you guys remember
that we watch politics, the more we go... Even like hardcore liberals are like, fuck, he made so much sense.
You know what I said? I say Trump in 2017. That sounded like Macho Man Randy Savage in 93. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Back when he was doing the real stuff.
Hello, brother.
Yeah. Right. Hello, before he got the Slim Jim money.
Slim Jim money was nice. That's what gave him the real anabolic. That's why he's able to play Bonesaw.
Dude, I haven't even thought about Slim Jim since he
died. Yeah.
I forgot he was Bonesaw in Spider-Man.
He was Bonesaw. He looked terrible.
That's the only way I know it.
Holy shit. Have you ever seen Ready to Rumble?
Yeah.
Ready to Rumble fucking
David Arquette.
Rock, dude. Yeah.
David Arquette.
Oh, is that the documentary about him pretending to be a wrestler?
And then fucking Oliver Platt.
It's real.
The king
I bleeded.
Yep. Yeah.
Oliver Platt's such an underrated fucking
He's
actor.
The fucking best, dude.
He's awesome, dude.
He is incredible. He's an Italian.
Wrestling was just Transformers for kids with social skills.
What?
Congrats, your parents raised you better. But wrestling's gay.
Wrestling?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Alex wants bad. Attention.
I'm sorry. Yeah. He wants to do
so
another
boring,
monologue
so
for 4 minutes.
What you guys are talking about. So boring.
Oh, you're talking about how great Oliver Platt is? I'm sorry.
So boring what you guys
how is that fucking... He played Paul
we
Bunyan.
We were really getting to something. We got sidetracked to Russia, and then we had good points. Now, my God, it's a comedy podcast. I just want to know...
Yeah, that's the comedy, is bringing it to zero and then talking.
We
that's
did
what
it.
It's right. Yeah, we did it. Do comedy.
Listen, I said one of the funniest things. I said Tim Hortons is a stepdad. And nobody laughed at that, and that fucking bothered me.
Well, they did.
Yeah, the cameras laughed. Did you see them shake?
Nah, fuck y'all. It was my birthday. I deserved a pity laugh for that.
No? Actually, hey, guys, ready? Hey, guys, ready? 1, 3.
What?
1, 2, 3.
Oh, I thought we were doing the pity laugh.
Yeah, I'm over it, too. I'm over it, too. You're right. That was stupid. I'm over it, too.
How often do you take spill-off pussy from Matt Rife? When the women are please fuck me.
Let's hit the hard hitting questions now.
Please, I want to fuck the fish from Shark Tale, the Will Smith movie. Yeah.
Did this just turn into Dateline?
So
I want to have Disney sex. Look at me with your Disney eyes.
Disney sex is probably pretty good though. For being
That's what I'm asking. Did you get any of the?
Icarus
flew too close to the sun and then landed on the opener.
Yeah, You watched Entourage when you were growing up. You know how the game goes.
We have a good time on the road. It's a fun time.
Turtle.
No,
Turtle. He's drama. First off, he does something.
Don't go NFL press conference with this shit.
Yeah. Look,
you just sounded like y'all want to thank the Lord for opportunities to be able to travel with Matt Rife.
I give 110% all the time.
John, actually,
at the end of the day,
shut up. Dude. Let me get away with the easy answer. All right, fine. Don't clip this, but yeah, dude. We you ever heard of swimming in the wake?
Yes. Hence the question.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, look.
This is going to get him laid so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have beard alopecia from eating puss, dude. Let's rub it off.
It helps that I'm funny, but also I got a fucking pace on me. I gotta. It's my gift.
You know, I thought Rachel Ziegler.
Hey
did
man,
really
no
bad
one
publicly,
asked you what the fuck you thought, dog. Can we let it sit?
That was a moment of silence for Alex's piece. He's got one on him. Ladies.
We all do. We all got a piece on us.
No.
No.
Really?
I mean, I got one, but he doesn't.
No, look at me.
No, but dude, I've seen some of the girls you fucked.
Yeah, that's why it's cool.
Yeah,
he does that with a small dick. No,
also.
That's actually true. You never fuck him again.
Also, what a friendly guy. I left it like new for the rest of you.
That's true. He is somebody that'll fuck.
What a sweetheart.
He'll fuck a very hot girl, and then I never see her again.
Yeah, dog. I drove the rental and then brought it back brand new.
Yeah. All you had was a scuff in the seat.
Yeah.
Like, I left something in the trunk.
I promise it was there before I got there.
I swear to God.
Yeah. John, but we don't talk. You guys are fucking. John is the one that's got three children.
Yeah. I'm a grown-ass man with responsibilities.
You're 3 years older than me.
Yeah, but I'm so much more wise.
So much more wise. That's where all the hair went.
Yeah.
You guys are asking me all the dumbass questions.
It faded into my dick.
That wasn't a dumbass. Everyone wants to know. Have you been on Instagram?
What?
Whoa, Matt Rife's opener. Is that Peter Dinklage? No. Does he get lots of puss?
Peter Dinklage actually probably gets a lot. He's got a kid and a wife, doesn't he?
And he's got a piece.
Also, can we
much like you, a Peter chondroplasia.
Peter Dinklage's name. There's never been a smaller person with a name that sounds more like a midget.
Listen, there's,
you know what you look like?
You can't be on
Peter
a fat guy
Dinklage
named Mike Eaton's podcast.
Sounds like a small person.
It does sound like a small person. But you look like John Travolta if he took the role Get Shorty way too seriously.
That's pretty. That's not a good one, but okay.
That's what I got. That's what I got right now. That's what I got right now.
You honestly, man, look, I have,
like
Grease ball. I have nothing bad to say about you except everything that everybody else says about you. So, like, I'm just going to go with that.
What do they say?
Oh, wow. Pull it up.
I'm pretty sure it's a blog.
No.
It's just Google main things about John Carden.
You know what? All right, let's do this. Mike?
You look like
go around,
that if I rubbed your head, a tow truck would come out of the
way. All right, Mike, go around. Ask the questions. Ask. Let's see.
Dude, I've never been ordered around on my own pod before. This is so wild.
I'm curious. I want to know what you have
this
to
ask. This is what it's like to work with Matt Rife. This is the entitlement that comes with it, dude.
Do you think maybe Matt is
diva,
just
dude.
Like, I don't know I'm what not- to do. I need a short woman to yell at me. Next best.
Hey, do we have his green M&Ms? I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man.
I don't think I've ever laughed so hard at a joke about me. That was really funny. Fuck, I love you so much.
Look at that.
That's all I love. You so
we're
much.
Doing it. We're doing it.
We've been doing it.
Listen, it wasn't a joke. It was just me letting you in on my life.
Do we have?
I've got to go soon.
All right, well, hold on. Then ask John. Oh, my God. Yeah, guys, you guys are watching a degenerate die.
Oh, I'm not dying. I just, live. Oh, come on. Come on. Dying's for queens.
Give John a question. I want to know.
Ooh, give John a question.
Because see what you got, John.
John, ask anyone you like the following question. I'm going to give it to you. What's a question you wish I asked?
That's actually a great question.
How big is Alex's dick for real?
I don't have a Patreon. We can't do this. There's not like a place I can send you. Like,
damn, dude.
Hey, you guys.
Whip it out.
No.
No?
I guess, dude.
Who's going to pay for that, though?
The Patreon members. Do you not have a Patreon work?
What I'm saying, you need somebody who wants to pay for the Patreon.
Do you not know
content.
How Grindr works?
People, he's got.
Yeah. Oh, you think Grindr? People want to.
You guys
oh, yeah.
got. People continue.
Oh, yeah.
People
I'll tell you
how much Travolta fetish.
People don't understand. Like, this is such a bummer that people.
They're
don't
into hairspray.
People love this guy.
Oh yeah, hairspray. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I'm
that would be the Travolta
fetish. Not that people want to listen to him.
Dude, I don't think enough people love me. because they're all so nice about my disability.
Yeah, well, because you got so sweaty in your special.
Everyone's like, dog, you're fat. You're going to live forever.
You're not.
What?
Yeah, everyone says that every day.
Here's, I will say.
It's so weird.
What are you, 27?
Yeah.
Dude,
you for look sure.
You, how old are you?
You're like if John Candy went to the Warped Tour.
You're no, stop.
Oh my God.
I'm 44 years old.
Are you with me on that?
You're
don't
not
insult
44.
John Candy, but yes, no, you're right.
That's Mike, 100%
Mike,
true.
Mike, stop. I how old are you?
I'm 44.
You're not 44.
He's like 28.
Bro, yeah. Oh, okay. God so damn fun. It.
I'm 32.
Oh, that's my age. What's your birthday?
1/16/91, officer.
January 1/16/91. Wow, dude, we're the same. Look at us.
You weren't born on the day I was born. I was born the day Desert Storm
same,
started.
Same year, we're the same person.
Take that, the Middle East.
This is what you could look like.
Oh, God, I hope I don't lose my decaps.
I'm getting tired.
John.
Here, oh, here, no, yeah.
I just wanted to hang.
Instead of the question, instead of the bad question, a good question.
Don't pontificate while you fucking vape.
Listen.
I really respect you.
All right. Hold on. Yeah. So, where were you on the night of October 7th, 1971?
Why don't you quit? I don't know. Actually, Mike's going to come with a good one. He is.
You've done like a lot of crazy places. Mm-hmm. And one of the hallmarks of a veteran and seasoned comedian is those places that you're like, well, this is making me better. Where do you think that you cut your teeth the hardest?
The brewery comedy tour. The shitty ass fucking Heron tour. yeah, fuck him. Fuck you, Ron Heron. That fucking tour where you got to drive fucking 12 hours between gigs. You're doing comedy on hardly no sleep. You're setting up all your fucking shit. You're taking tickets. And you're if you're opening, you're fucking, it's two-man show. So you're fucking opening. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you're on the road in front of 12 rednecks in fucking Gillette, Wyoming. You know what I mean? And it's just fucking...
Home of shaving cream.
It turns you... And that brings us to our new sponsor, Gillette. Yeah. The best a man can get.
Yeah, none of us, though.
Nah, but I mean, you go from 12 people to fucking 40 to maybe like 60 or whatever the fuck it may be, bounce around, and like you learn to work all of America. And I think that's... honestly, that's the way to go. You can't... Because it was Attell. Attell said this, and it's his words. You know, he said he works like 6 San Franciscos. He works 80 Sacramentos. It's the honest to God truth.
What?
Because San Francisco. No,
my autism flared up. I was like, okay, there's only one Sacramento. How does he do it? There's 52 weekends.
Look at it this way, okay? He works 6 Austins. He works 80 San Antonios.
Think
about the difference in the demographic. We're talking about way more liberal place here.
Metaphorical, like 80 things that are like San Antonio.
It's so insane that you guys don't understand he's being metaphorical.
What is a metaphorical?
So it's very close to genuinity.
it's
around the same thing.
I can go. Yeah. I can go. We're done.
Oh man.
Is that it? That was it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was it. We got to fucking leave. Now.
Wow. But John, no, you like. That's the thing about so John is one of these guys that when we talk about comedy, we can go for hours.
Hours and hours.
Do you think bad gigs made you better?
Huh?
You think bad gigs made you better?
You know what's crazy is no, bad gigs make you ready. So bad gigs make you go, it's like people go, you ready? It's like, so I play, I'm not trying to go, give me a second, don't make fun of me.
Did you play football?
I played college football.
Did you have a black coach?
I played college football. And so I wasn't very good, but like I played and I got to do things. And there were some players that weren't good and some players that were, but there was a thing that I would hear from players that weren't good.
First string blocking
when
dummy.
When games would come up, they'd be like, you ready? I'm like, yeah, man, this is like, all
I got the
like,
water bottles filled for everybody.
Yeah, well, you know, but like, when you do gigs that are awesome, it's so, because you go, like, the first few ones, I got lucky. I shouldn't say lucky. I hate the word lucky. Fortunate. I got fortunate that I did
he
gigs.
The truth. Vietnam.
I got fortunate where I did gigs with people.
Fortunate son?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I got fortunate where I did gigs with people that were, they were smart, and they were veterans, and they were seasoned, and they gave me the right advice. Where they go, hey, don't forget, like, everybody's here to see this.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
A sacrifice remember that.
Wait.
It matters less when you do big venues. Isn't that crazy?
That's retarded. Everybody's here to see this, so what you do doesn't matter.
No. They're saying it doesn't. What they mean is, remember that they're here for this. So if you just go and do the thing, they're going to like, so it's that thing you have to worry about. Like when
that
you
depends,
go to like,
that, Bubba, that depends on what the fuck you're talking
but
about.
But you do eight shows, you do eight people in a Creek in the Cave, which we love Creek, but like, you know, you do on a Wednesday, you do eight people.
There were 40.
No, no, but I'm saying like when you go to a show like that, it's harder. It's harder because people are like, they're spread out. They're all sitting. They're all, you know, you do eight people. They're sitting. They're like some of them with, they don't know what the fuck they're seeing. But you do a show and with 4,000 or even let's say it's four. It's a club. It's 300 people. They're there for the thing. Mm-hmm. So if you go out and just give them the thing and remember that you're good at the thing because you've done all that other bullshit. The thing that makes you good is not good gigs. It's the, I get it. You're an open micer, so you don't understand what I'm saying. So, like, I understand there's you
some,
don't get it.
There's
like,
some honest genuinity to that performance that you're giving.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I understand you're tired because, you, like, you, I, it's, but this is, that may actually made me so mad.
This week brought to you by ResMed, the premier CPAP machine. Try the new ResMed 10.
I'm trying to give context to, like, the thing he said because it was very, what you just said.
No, I get what he's saying, but also, I think, especially YouTube.
The more people pay, the more they're willing to give you.
Yeah, of course, across the board. Across the board. But also,
bad gigs. You have to give them more.
Yes, but there's some people that they give nothing and they give everything at the same time. Like black audiences are the best of any fucking audience. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
Not true.
You're fucking wrong.
Full black audiences?
Ask servers. They're like, they never tip.
Yeah, no. Who gives a fuck? Full the energy they'll give you when you're fucking crushing, full dude. Full black audiences? There is nothing like it, dude.
Full black audiences. This is a weird thing. Full black audience, it's a full black crowd, and they don't give a fuck about you. They will not give a fuck about you.
You know what's really cool at a full black audience is they do have their own water fountain.
But you want to talk about something that'll make you good? Jesus Christ, man. I just heard it. After
they have a separate bar.
How dare you? How dare you? Watchy was trying to say something, and you made a joke. How dare you say something funny right now? How dare you?
I got to go home, man.
How dare you say
I keep trying to contribute. So my favorite thing about black audiences is how we sell so
Alex
much
trying
Hennessy.
To talk like,
what
about his feelings.
What are we doing? I'm not talking about my feelings. We're talking about the goddamn, I don't know.
How
I
dare
keep,
let
I keep,
him
we get so
run
close,
everything.
This whole podcast, we've how gotten so you? Close to like, really talking about some shit.
Yeah.
And then the mic happens and you don't let anybody talk.
My whole, what you guys are talking about.
My whole life is like for the past 3 years has just been mic happening. Hey, that's listen. Been my like
actually Kevin,
dude, let me tell this story.
That's
real quick.
My new merch. Mic happens.
Mic happens, yep. Let me tell this story real quick, okay?
Oh,
this is
God.
One of my fucking you know which one I'm gonna tell?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
that's
you
why
do,
I'm
motherfucker.
Scared.
So I had a lady with me.
Oh fuck. Oh no.
I had a lady with me, okay? And
I'm
Mike,
sorry.
Mike was like, I mean, we're talking, a booze to Mike is 12 ounces of vodka with a splash of fucking Sprite.
Say it again.
That is one
I
booze.
Ordered Mike a drink. It cost me $30.
Cost you that much?
Mike.
Smile more.
Mike gets 12 shots of vodka. It's insane, dude.
Cost me
$4.50. Yeah, yeah. Okay, don't buy a drink from Mike at Creek or Sunset.
No.
Hey, you don't like supporting venues. That's your deal.
Yeah, we don't want to support a venue. We don't want to pay the loan back.
Hey, man, I'm here to help.
So,
I thought that was your phone.
Wait, Alex, quit ADDing. All right.
Oh, it takes one.
Wait,
no one.
This is good. This is a good story. I'm a bad person
story,
in this.
You told me the story in context. I can't wait to hear it.
But the listeners don't know because they all think I'm amazing.
So me telling you what a booze is giving Mike a little bit of fucking, a little bit of leeway on who, you know what I mean?
So if I'm like, hey, do you want a drink, John? What's your drink?
I would take Jameson and ginger.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, hey, Mike, you want a drink?
Yes, I will have one booze. Why do I sound like Tony Hinchcliffe? Come on.
Hey.
You don't think that was accurate?
Yeah, just nailed it.
I fucking nailed that, dog.
John, go ahead and explain what one booze is.
He just did. Oh, no.
Okay, so Mike was probably eight of those in.
This intervention sucks.
Mike was probably eight of those in. That is me telling that there might be some forgiveness to this. So
yeah, I was only like driving drunk. I wasn't like hammered.
Oh, dude, you were fucking.
I have a story after. When you're done, I'm going to tell a story about keep going.
Yeah, okay, so.
If you're my parole officer, turn this off now.
I bring a lady up, okay? And Mike's first words, let me explain Mike's first fucking words to this lady, okay?
I was so proud.
He looks at me and he goes, "Man, John, your balls look lighter. She's doing a good job." And points at her. Okay? Like and? Singles or in the middle.
I give her a smiley thumb.
His first words to her.
There's a smiley face on my thumb.
That's were, hey, you might be a whore.
No, I didn't say you paid. You were excited about bringing a lady in town. I saw you with the lady and I was like, "My boy, your balls look empty. Congrats. Great job."
We hadn't fucked at that point.
But you, did you? And Mike?
No.
But did you?
No, we did not.
Well, oh, do you think it was because of him?
No.
No, but he's very conservative. He's very picky. I should take it. He's helped me be very picky about like the people you let in your life. He's helped.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the opposite of his tattoo choices.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Perfect.
John has tattoos.
This is honestly awesome, though. I did not know about this.
Dude, thumb smiley's ripped.
That's fucking awesome.
Also, you have the that rocks. The, you have the, which is on your hat.
The handshake?
From Jeremy.
Yeah. He's done tattoos two by rounds on my thumbs.
This shit's good? Right.
So this is a great story. So what happens?
I've done handshake four rounds on his thumbs.
So one of my favorite stories about Mike.
Comes.
One of my favorite stories about Mike.
I gotta go, like, so soon.
Yeah.
Do the Mike story.
So Mike is I'm a degenerate, but I'm a degenerate when I come see y'all. Like when I'm out,
and we degenerate you up a little bit, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I'm so excited to see y'all, and we go fuck it, let's go full tilt.
I feel like we'd have so much fun on a shrimp boat.
Yeah, me and you and
dude are a Latvian volleyball tournament,
shrimp, dude. There's like
ball shrimp,
fried shrimp, gumbo shrimp, salad.
No shrimp. Yes, for
it's bonkers. There's been I believe
made his peace with God. Forrest Gump, the best movie ever made, by the way. It's probably the perfect movie.
Finished the story. So here's the thing, and you love retards.
Me and Mike.
Yeah, he's not even good at it.
Out of anybody else,
Talked about that. He might have mentally.
Out of anybody else in the Austin scene, me and Mike have probably been just raucous together the most. But we have a good time. Like, it's never like, dude, you know, you have some people you get raucous with and you go, fuck, I hate that guy. I love him more and more. He's the reason I know Yorgo and me. I know Mike because of Yorgo, and we just hit it off. But every time, Mike is this beast of a man.
It depends if he becomes Spicy Mike. Spicy Mike becomes an issue.
So here's the thing: I've met Spicy Mike a few times.
Yeah.
And then he ends up just becoming regular Mike because you just gotta wait it out. So, I just went Uncle Laser there. So I have Spicy probably Mike. I probably have 15 to 20 videos on my phone of me going, Mike being like, "I'm leaving." I'm like, "Mike, there's no way you're good to drive." He's like, "I'm good. I'm good to drive."
And then I go, what do I do?
So what you know what I do? Because so that way nobody can say, I go, "Mike, you're not good to drive. Give me your keys." And he goes, "I'm good to drive." So I film him and I go, "Mike, give me your keys. You're not good to drive." He goes, "I'm good to drive." I go, I'm asking you. I'm giving you back responsibility. I have 15 to 20 of these videos of him going. And then you know what? I see him the next day and it's like he's never done anything. I see Mike the next day. He's like, "Hi, everybody."
Oh, no. Let me break the glass on this shit.
So this has been highly social with Mike.
Mike, do you become a one-eyed talent?
Let me
like
shatter
this?
The fucking no. glass on Mike's fucking miraculous recovery. Because you hang out with them during the night.
No. That's not true. We've gotten lunch together twice.
No, I talked to him.
A 3 p.m. lunch.
Yeah, dude. Hey, we're
totally
comics.
Normal. We don't he's eat probably comics don't eat brunch, dude.
Comics get lunch together.
He shows up sweaty as shit. He's like, "Oh man, buddy, I'm fucking wounded. Let me tell you, I had fucking 12 boozes last night at Creek, and oh man, I ended up with a magician doing coke with a stripper in a fucking bathroom.
I've heard this story.
Of a Taco Bell, and I don't really know how it happened.
I would never do coke at a Taco Bell.
Dude, he DoorDashed Taco Bell, I'm not kidding you, to an after hours bar. I don't know how he did it. I don't
First
know how he's
off,
capable.
It wasn't Taco Bell.
It was 4:30 in the
Taco.
Morning. We are upstairs at an after hours bar.
Tyson's Tacos.
And a DoorDash driver brought Taco Bell. It was insane.
I would love. I can imagine Mike asking if they have Pedialyte. So at a fucking diner.
When I'm talking to him, I call him like after you guys have had the night, right? I call my buddy at around noon, one something. Reasonable,
so early, what an ass.
Something fucking reasonable. You know what I mean? And here's how he always answers the phone. "Hello."
Wow. Without fail. Oh my God.
And then,
dude.
Hold on.
What?
And then he's, yep, that's it. And then, yep.
Joe,
it's 7 p.m.
He's like, "Wait,
I just woke up. Why'd you waking me up?"
"I've got no voice."
I yelled at a stripper last night for 2 hours. I've got no voice.
That's fucking.
What did you yell at the stripper about?
Hold on, no.
I don't yell at strippers. The
time you'll argue with them.
Well,
the office is so much better than Parks and Rec. Fuck this shit.
Well, one time I got into an argument because
I threw you a dollar.
Hold on. A stripper tried to tell me that cops were smart, and I said no. They actually made a landmark ruling that has been appealed twice and upheld that cops can test for intelligence and then skip all of the people at the top of the test and take the dum-dums because they're more likely to have a turnover rate. So they're legitimately taking the dumber people. And she goes, what are you talking about? I was like, you could have just danced. Like, we could have all just been horny. Why are you making me do statistics?
God, can I be honest with you? I've never heard a better argument. A stripper starts on and go, hey, just dance.
Hey, look, I got to shove ones in you.
Can we call this? Hey, DJ, play Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody.
Yeah. That'd be the name. Then after that, Lady Gaga, just dance. Just please. Dance.
Dude, Lady Gaga's meat dress still gets me going.
Dude.
Oh, my God. I got to go.
That rocks.
Nah, honestly, dude.
You don't like the meat dress?
No, he's going to get hard here in a minute.
I'm sorry, vegan. Get out of here. No, let's talk about ribeyes and butter heads.
Wait, we're gonna finish the episode on something I want to do now. John, favorite food. Go.
Favorite food. Cacio pepe.
Okay. Wow, terrific.
All right.
That's awesome.
What is it called?
Cacio e pepe, it's a cheese and pepper dish. It's a pasta cooked in the pasta starch water. It's essentially butter noodles with just like slight modifications, but it's a staple. My favorite
staple
in town.
But staple of what?
Italian culture. My favorite in town is probably Emmer and Rye, but they make a great one at Marinara Miracles. Alex, favorite food?
I guess. Favorite.
Oh, yeah, they fuck.
What was your favorite restaurant in town?
That's no.
So you've been to New Orleans, right?
Yes.
So what was your favorite? Like what was your favorite thing you had there?
Yeah.
So Willie Mae's Scotch House, the fried chicken.
I won't say anything.
Yeah, the mac and cheese.
My horror favorite day. Like,
all right, so favorite food.
Back when I was younger.
Parkway Subs.
I'm going back this weekend. I'm making a day. I'm going all the water by St. John, and I'm going to Parkway. I'm making a day of my life.
Shia, the Alon Shia Mediterranean
restaurant. The Blue Crab Hummus?
And then
the Lamb Ragu Hummus at ABBA?
And then has a new restaurant.
Shia's Saba.
Yes.
Alon Shia had a restaurant, and then Me Too happened, and one of his investors got Me Too, he had to leave.
One of the famous chefs of the world.
What's his name? I forgot it.
Fuck, I didn't.
Gordon Ramsay. You call this pussy, you bitch?
No, he's a big chef.
He's a huge deal. He like.
I've never been a twat on a kindergartner.
No, it was.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it. It was Emeril Lagasse.
Yeah, it was Emeril Lagasse. No, whoever it was.
Yeah,
he was like, bam! I don't want to work with you anymore. You can keep the restaurant. Let me keep my name because my name's Alon Shia.
Didn't let him keep his name.
And so he moved down the street to Saba on Nashville and I think Magazine.
Nashville Magazine.
And it's fucking incredible.
My favorite food, I'm just going to go. I've had a lot of foods I love.
Favorite food.
I'm going to go best dish.
Okay.
There's a restaurant, there's two of them. Mm-hmm. There's one in Baton Rouge, and there's one in Destin, Florida. It's called Louisiana Lagniappe. It is a 5-star restaurant, both places. They have a thing. They have a yellowfin tuna steak with like a hollandaise and lump crab meat, and they do a garlic-like mash. And their asparagus, I don't usually like asparagus from restaurants. I like a grilled, but like char, like crispy, and it's with a glass of white wine. It's the best. I'm going to be in Florida in 2 weeks. I'm going for vacation, and it's going to be I cannot wait to go.
What's the name of the dish?
It's their yellowfin tuna with hollandaise and lump crab meat. It's from Louisiana Lagniappe in Destin, Florida. The one in Baton Rouge probably
it's spelled bad.
No, it's spelled like this.
Yeah, Lagniappe.
Yeah. Lagniappe is basically Cajun French for to give extra, so it's basically that. Anyway, guys, if you want to follow me.
And he's not my tattoo.
Guys, if you want to follow me.
Did he just prison break us?
Yeah, guys, if you want to follow me, I'm at Alex Kuro. It's just on Instagram.
Bitch, we're going to do plugs in a minute. Yorgo, favorite dish. I was going to pick an Austin version of it.
Popcorn. I'm a big movie guy. I like popcorn.
Popcorn?
Best dish I've ever eaten was in Rock Springs, Wyoming. I had a turkey club. And it's the best thing I've ever had.
That's why I love him. That is why I love him.
It's truly, it was conjoined with a bowling alley. It was the best thing I've ever had.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I've eaten everywhere. Like literally everywhere.
No, dude, that's my favorite answer. The turkey, a good turkey club is hard to
come by. I'll say this.
I just had a Saving Private Ryan moment and a bunch of bells went off in my head. Yeah, I saw murder. So, hey, nope, bad answer, but we love you so fair much. Enough.
That's the truth.
But there's great. A sandwich, if it's the right sandwich, dude, at the right time, it can fuck your whole world up.
No, like the collard,
Madame Tucci's on the south side. The collard green melt. Swiss. Ike's, the Cougar. Fucking amazing sandwich. Fucking Jew Boy Subs. Their chicken sizzle parm. Incredible.
There's a place in Fayetteville,
A turkey
Arkansas.
Club?
Jew Boy
Subs.
Yeah, here in town.
Jew Boy Sub Shop, not Jew Boy Burger. Jew Boy Burger, well, try again. Well, Jew Boy Sub Shop,
the
Lockers
they
go.
Do instead of
Jew Boy
fries.
Jew Boy Ciders, meh.
Lock is amazing.
Well, they do Lockers instead of fries there. It's amazing.
I had some fucking Casino El Camino burger or something like that. Yeah, that Camino's was good. Really, really good.
But that's a thick, all right.
Well, when you get there, you're ham.
Guys, plugs. Where can people find you?
Going to the John, J-O-N.
No H.
It's just at Alex Kirill.
C-U-R.
It's like Bureau with the C. C-U-R-E-A-U. Thank you, Mike.
At Yorgo, Y-O-U-R-G-E-A-U-X. Cajun style, baby.
Yeah. Yorgo. And you can find me at Hurricane Katrina.
Thank you for having us, for real. I love
this has been Highly Social. Have a great night.
Thank you so much, buddy.